Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, QB2. That's what I'm here to talk. That's what the kids call it. What is that, because of the video games? Because that's the way it is? Or why has it become that? In like, you watch NFL Network, or you talk to people, fantasy teams. I don't know. Why do they refer to it as QB1 and QB2?
It might be a fantasy thing.
It's become in vogue in the past, I don't know, 5 years or so. Who's my QB1? He's not going to be your QB1. He's your QB2.
Millennials, man.
No, it's – look, I'm the last guy that says anything like that.
I appreciate
all generations. I don't like people. There's just people I don't like for being people. It doesn't matter what age they are. But I appreciate all I think millennials got a lot going for them. They're more connected than any other generation, by the way. Just because they don't talk – they should talk more. I agree with that. But they're more connected than any other generation. We lose sight of that.
True.
The power and the ability to connect. But anyway, back to the topic at hand, QB2. So you bring in Haskins, right? And people say, and Jim included, he said earlier today, this is really not a whole big thing. See, I think it seemingly is. And I'll tell you why. Not because I think that Dwayne Haskins is going to be a starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 3. Not because he's going to push Ben out the door or anything like that. None of that. For me, the guy who is the, you ready, QB2, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, behind Ben Roethlisberger, whenever Ben Roethlisberger either, one, falls apart, or two, retires, or maybe a little bit of both, has the best shot of being that next QB1. And that's what's going to happen, I think, with this franchise. So when you get into a situation in offseason, in camp, and whatever, and look, let's hope that we can all get back to Latrobe coming up in the springtime, and I don't know if that can in the summer. I don't know if that can happen. I hope it does, but they'll have camp in some regards. And you're Mason Rudolph, and all things hold, and let's say Ben does come back. Let's say that is going to happen, okay? If you're that QB2, you're not necessarily the guy who's the backup quarterback that is as entrenched as you think that you once were. You're not that guy who is as comfortable as you were. Because, again, I seem to think that would you bet money, Jim? I wouldn't, that Ben Roethlisberger, if he does come back, is he going to make it through 16 games? So that's why this becomes a pretty, I don't want to say big situation, but it's a lot bigger than a nothing, because that second guy is going to get the first shot, and I even think they'll get the first shot probably when Ben retires. It's going to force, I think, quite a healthy competition, and it also screams to me by bringing a guy in, and again, it's just a futures contract, I get this. Not that they're not unhappy with Mason Rudolph, but because they can't see him in a game, to make him feel uncomfortable a little bit, It's okay to give him some high level, at least Haskins was seen at high level at one point, some high level competition in practice and in workouts.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. What, iron sharpens iron? I've heard a coach say that before. Here's the thing, though, is that right now the Steelers don't have any quarterback under contract for 2022. And I know you've got to get through next season first, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go, you know, like looking 2 or 3 seasons ahead like we do with the Pirates a lot. But they don't have anybody under contract. Like Mason Rudolph, unless the Steelers somehow extend him, and I don't know how they could make a commitment to extend him based on what they've seen from him, they don't have a quarterback 2 years from now under contract. And in a weird way, if Roethlisberger stays and they redo his contract to help the salary cap and he'll technically be under contract for 2022. He'd be the only guy under contract beyond next season.
And that's why I can't help but pay attention that they signed a 23-year-old quarterback who was a guy that was taken in the first round. Again, that stunk in D.C. He was awful in D.C. The one thing that stands out to me in D.C. with Dwayne Haskins is when he actually did win a game and they went to call for him to get into the victory formation, he was taking selfies and signing autographs already, and he couldn't get out there, and they had to send somebody else out there, which was kind of hilarious. And that has kind of marked Dwayne Haskins' career, along with going to a strip club and to a party with his mask off that he shouldn't have. Does he need maturing? Absolutely he does, both on and off the field. We weren't ready to throw Ben Roethlisberger out of town when he was 27 and he was accused of a lot deeper stuff than going to a strip club with his mask off. I mean, let's remember that. Like, that seemingly has kind of... If you think Dwayne Haskins stinks, okay, that's one thing. That's fine. And you don't think he ever should have been brought in here. I think it's so low risk that it makes a lot of sense. But what has been a little bit off-putting, I'll be real frank, what has been kind of off-putting the past 24 hours or 18 hours or whatever since he signed is this. The knuckleheads worrying about how a backup quarterback at this point is going to ruin some locker room culture, is going to screw up all the Steelers' locker room. First of all, NFL locker rooms are full of they're not full of perfect people like the church choir, okay? So there's that. I don't think that Dwayne Haskins is going to go in and mess that all up. And second of all, he's a backup quarterback. He acts up and you cut him. You just get rid of him. You see you later. You are on a one strike, not even a strike. You foul a ball off, you're done. You're finished. It doesn't even need to be a swing through or a look at. You're finished. You go home. And that's where it is. But we do seem to forget. Like, take it. And look, I like Ben Roethlisberger a lot, but there's a lot of people who are crushing this kid today. 23-year-old kid, Dwayne Haskins, who needs to be far more mature. When if you go and you take the temperature nationally of how people think about Ben Roethlisberger, it's a lot different than it is in this town. People will never forget the transgressions or perceived transgressions of Ben Roethlisberger. We seem to have forgotten that in this town because of what he's done, and he put the franchise on his shoulder and won a lot of football games. But if you are ready to say, hey, I don't need this kid, he's trouble, he's a pet. I saw stuff go so far as, and it's unfortunate and it's ridiculous. On social media, there's always room at the Allegheny County Jail. Well, first of all, there's not. Second of all, that's ridiculous to say about somebody. Really. If you go so far as to say that, your ass better not be rooting for Ben Roethlisberger. Because you seem to have a short memory of where Ben Roethlisberger was, not at 23. Not at 23, at 27, where Ben Roethlisberger was. It's just, you know, we live in a time, and I said this earlier, where we need to, like, come together more than ever. If you think the guy stinks as a football player, okay, that's your opinion, leave it there. But if you don't think people should get second chances for something like this, then I just can't agree with you if you then think that Ben Roethlisberger should have got a second chance. It's just, we've been hemmed up in our house for almost a year now. People are going wacky and people are going batty and people are at each other's throat, and it's a crazy world that we're trying to all kind of work through together. You would think that the masses would say, okay, you know what? It's a redemption story that perhaps could happen. Even if the guy stays and is the backup quarterback for 5 years on this team, why not give him a shot? Why not understand it's a second chance?
Yeah, I'm not going to trash the guy. I'm not going to trash him for his behavior. You point out the transgressions, and then you look at him as a quarterback. And you know, do you think that he's going to, you know, he's not riding in here as some kind of a savior at the position. He comes in as a chance to compete for a second or third string job. So you know, let's give him a chance, see what happens. I'm not going to trash him. The reason I'm not, you know, excited about it because I'm just not so sure that he's going to be able to offer anything as a football player.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a fair assessment. It really is. What I do think he offers right now is Mason Rudolph's ability or need, more so, to be sharp, to be very sharp, because he does see somebody behind him that has a pretty decent pedigree. It's not Josh Dobbs. It's not Duck. It's someone else who, at one point in time, make no mistake, now, and he failed, but at one point in time was a franchise quarterback of an organization. He was looked at as a franchise quarterback. And Mason Rudolph's not had that behind him. And also, Ben's arm could go at any time. It could be done at any time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.